the just and the unjust. Then we sing a song, to be like Jesus, but we cannot love like God love. How can we say we are like Jesus? No, you just say, I'm not like Jesus. Yeah, we sing to be like Jesus. Because the voice of love, compassion and care will always see how to help the person, not how to kill, judge, destroy, defeat a person. 99.9% of church and Christianity is all fleshly righteousness and judgmentalism. Destroys more people than it has helped. It does. Most of those who are self-righteous are in need to punish, not to restore. And in this world, among Christians who are like our peers, we may seem, yeah, we have a high moral standard. Wait till you get to heaven and you'll find how low your moral standard is, because your sin of self-righteousness is greater than the sin of some of the other people. And it will be punished even more severely. Because it was not the adulterers who crucified Jesus. It was not the thieves and robbers who crucified Jesus. They never killed Jesus. They wouldn't even rob Jesus. You know who did? The self-righteous Pharisees killed him. Self-righteousness has killed more people, and it had killed Jesus. So every time you want to have a self-righteous bout of morality, remember, you're not being like Jesus. You're being like the Pharisees. Oh, but Jesus has a high standard. Nobody is arguing with the standard. You continue to live that standard. But I would rather people convert to my standard by my love than by my punishment and demands. There are two ways you can bring. If you have been a father or mother of bringing up children, you will know this. There are two ways you can train your children. By punishing, 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 or by motivation. And I leave you to understand that punishment by itself is like the prison system. I visit a prison every month. It is not changing people. It has not converted criminals and all that. You know, some of those people in prison, they come out, they will still do the same thing. And they get even better at doing the evil things. You know what changed them? Tell me what can change a hardened criminal who has murdered 50 people. Tell me what can change a rapist who has raped 10 women. Tell me what can change a robber who has robbed 100 people. When they discover that God loved them. And that because of God's love, they can become a different person. So tell me, what can change Christians who don't live to the standard of God? You know, many of them are struggling because they don't realize that God really loved them and can change them. The voice of love and compassion and care is more powerful. But too many times people listen to the voice of unforgiveness and anger. And it never helps anyone. It destroys more than it helps. If it's an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, the whole world will be blind and toothless now. We all deserve it. We were living a world of sightless people and toothless people. And yet we will still be gumming each other to death. But the voice of love and compassion is a voice that's sometimes so soft. Like Beethoven's symphony. You know his ninth symphony? It's a beautiful symphony. That melody that says, tan tan taran tan tan taran tan tan taran ta ta dam. If you hear the symphony, at the beginning it's very soft. And that is like joy trying to come out. Then you hear all the other instruments, grum, zoom, zoom, zoom. And then you hear tam tam taram tam tam taram tam tam taram taram. And then all the other instruments come, shum, zoom, 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 zoom. And seem to drown out, life trying to drown out that joy. But at the end of his symphony, every instrument was saying, pam, 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 pam. It shows a triumph of joy. An ode to joy. And that is what love and compassion can be. It may be a small little voice, but it's what changed criminals in prison. It's what changed a sinner into a saint. It is what can change us to be Christ-like in every way. The most important thing is not being right down here. It's being right up there in heaven. What? Ask yourself, what would Jesus do? And you will find the answer. Would you be like the voice of unforgiveness and anger that says, let's kill this woman who is caught in adultery? And Jesus says, he who has no sin among you, let him take up the first stone. That's the voice of love and compassion. Because he wants to give this woman a chance. How many chances do we give people? The American Christianity says, three strikes and you're out. The Bible Christianity says, 70 times 7. That's a lot of strikes in one day. So Jesus doesn't have a three strikes, you're out. You know those type of Christianity? They have been watching baseball too long. They should be reading their Bible. As long as there's a chance, we need to give a chance. We should not send people too fast into condemnation and into hell. Give them a chance. Because you know why? One day you will need it yourself. You may be sitting in the judgment seat now. I can assure you, the tables always turn. And one day you may be at a place where you need that mercy. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we ask, Lord, that you teach us to be like Jesus. Teach us, Lord, to hear the voice of experience. Teach us, O Lord, to hear you. To hear the voice of moderation. Teach us, O Lord, to hear the voice of love and compassion. Because many times we hear all the other voices and they seem so loud. But we ask, O God, that the Christianity we bring forth will truly be the kind of Christianity that you want us to bring forth. To be like Jesus in the manner that you want us to be. Teach us, O Lord, how to conduct our life, to make all the right decisions in our life. Help us to make not to make the wrong decisions. Because you want the best out of each one of our life. We commit ourselves afresh to you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.